The Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection is considering giving Shell a new permit for its Beaver County ethane cracker. The DEP and Shell recently held a public meeting to present the plan. The Allegheny Friend's Reed Frazier was there and has this report.
Shell's plant turns natural gas into plastic. When it opened in 2022, it received the largest tax credit in state history. The plant's environmental manager, Laura Sobolik, said new federal regulations require the plant to reconfigure its flaring. That's where chemical plants burn off excess gases for safety reasons. The new regulations require the plant to burn off more of those gases to prevent them from escaping into the air.
What that requires is additional supplemental fuel gas, is what we call it. That'll raise the heating values.
This will lower some emissions like hazardous air pollutants, but it will raise others like carbon dioxide and nitrogen oxides, which are lung irritants.
This permit, or application, is updated to reflect those emissions that are required to combust our supplemental fuel gas to meet the regulatory standards.
Mark Gorog, the Regional Air Quality Program Manager for the DEP, said the agency determined the increases to emissions would not put the region in jeopardy of failing to meet federal air quality standards.
There was an inhalation risk assessment done for chemicals of potential concern. That demonstrated that, you know, Shell doesn't cause an undue risk to the public.
This doesn't reassure everyone who lives near the plant. More than a dozen of them questioned the wisdom of granting Shell a new permit. Among those was Lindsay Schultz of Monaca. She says ever since it opened, she smelled strong odors from the Shell plant.
Sometimes they're like a briny nail polish remover scent. Sometimes it smells like plastic, in my opinion.
The plant has had dozens of violations since 2023, when it received a $10 million fine from the DEP for violations related to its startup. It recently had a series of flaring incidents, which have caused local concerns. Schultz says sometimes it's hard for her to breathe.
When I go outside and I walk my dog, I'm very active. If it's a bad air quality day or I smell that smell, my throat immediately begins to itch. My eyes begin to burn. I can feel it. I can feel it immediately.
Environmental groups are also growing increasingly concerned that Shell has been operating without a long-term agreement with the DEP called a Title V operating permit. The permit is required by the Clean Air Act for major polluters, and Shell has gotten a series of extensions from the agency. Matthew Mihalik is with the Breathe Project.
The Clean Air Act makes it clear that they're supposed to be applying for an operating permit after 1 year. So this is like the fourth time they've come back for an extension.
Gorog of the DEP says the point of the public comment period, which ends April 17th, is for the agency to be able to improve its oversight of the plant.
You know, did we miss some regulatory requirement? Did we miss some technology? Tell us, and we'll adjust. After we verify, we would adjust the plan approval accordingly, or deny it. You know, if there's something really egregious.
A public hearing on the permit is scheduled for April 7th. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.